Well, this is just one of the coolest events that happens in our region every single year, and it's, well, it's been happening for, this is the sixth year, so let's talk about it. 15 teams consisting of more than 300 professionals from local architecture, engineering, and construction firms, as well as design students, build massive structures made entirely out of canned goods at the New York State Museum. They were in working late into the night. All right, like 8 o'clock, but still, late into the night last night, getting it all done. And now this year's Canstruction Play Theme Program at the New York State Museum, benefiting the food pantries for the Capital District, is underway. This year's participants have been challenged to collect 100,000 pounds of food in addition to a monetary donation to support local food pantries. It's the 6th annual Capital Region Canstruction. It's open to the public today through Wednesday, the 30th of March, at the New York State Museum. To tell us more, we welcome Canstruction President Sarah Stein. Hello, Sarah.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. And Natasha Pernicka is here. She's executive director of the food pantries for the Capital District. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Wonderful to see you both as always. And this is a very, very cool event. So real quick, in a nutshell, baseline knowledge for people who may not know, what is Canstruction, Sarah?
Sure. So Canstruction is a competition where architects, engineers, and contractors have a 10-foot by 10-foot space to build structures as large as they can, using labels as color to just create really beautiful pieces of art that will eventually, after the exhibit at the New York State Museum, be broken down and delivered to 54 local food pantries.
As we should know, this is a national thing, right? There are construction chapters all over the country.
That's right. Not only the country, but the world. So Canstruction's in 250 cities worldwide, and this is Albany's sixth year participating.
And you guys kick butt, right? I mean, where do you rank?
Joe, these stats are incredible. Yeah. Last year, the Capital Region was seventh internationally in terms of the impact that we had on the region.
Man. Well, that is really, really cool. So now let's just talk about how this happened. So because we'll get into the need for the food in a second. But this year's theme is play. So there's some really cool structures. There's a Ferris wheel, right?
There's a moving Ferris wheel.
Moving Ferris wheel. There's a whack-a-mole game. There's a xylophone. There's just really cool structures. But these are all made out of cans. But the cans are of food that are needed at the food pantries.
Absolutely. So each of the teams receives a list of the items most in need by the food pantries. In fact, that's one of the awards that they might be able to win. So they really are very cognizant of making sure that it's not just well-designed and fun and beautifully created, but is food that people actually need.
And this is where Natasha comes in, because you started just as this was getting underway, right?
That's right. I think I started, it was the second year, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this has had quite an impact on the food pantries.
I have to say, you know, we talk about food and fun drives, and I don't even know if you can categorize Canstruction as a food and fun drive, but in any of the volunteer efforts, this brings in the largest amount of food and funding that is much needed for our pantries.
So when all is said and done, when they take down the whack-a-mole and they take down the Ferris wheel and everything else, that food is delivered right to the food pantries.
That's right. Here in the Capital District, we work with 54 food pantries, and our organization distributes more than 2 million pounds of food to the pantries each year. And so, you know, if we hit 80,000 pounds of food, 85,000 or more, it's all going to go directly to the pantries in need. And it's true that this event brings in high quality food with a nutritious value that the pantries really need, because there's many people that are turning to pantries really on an emergency need, but every month, because it's a chronic emergency. So pantries are distributing food, you know, based on the MyPlate model, which includes, you know, proteins like peanut butter and tuna and canned vegetables and cereals.
And this is, you give them the list and say it would be great if you could use these. But then how do you make So you're the architect here, Sarah. So you tell them how this works. You work for EYP.
That's right.
So what is their structure this year?
So EYP has designed The World is Our Playground, and their structure is actually comprised of several different things. So they have a double-decker London tour bus. They have a Leaning Tower of Pisa, which is actually leaning, and an Eiffel Tower that is, just beautiful and true to proportion and ratio. And so the teams basically design these using the same software that we use to model buildings all day. And instead of using bricks and studs and sheetrock, we're modeling with cans and pudding and tuna. They print these very large stencils and really spend months preparing and figuring it all out, making sure the physics is right, bringing everything that they've worked on for months to the museum and build day, and then up it goes.
So how do you know, let's say you want to do a red double-decker bus. So then you have to think of the food that has that red label that you can put to the outside for people to see. That is also what Natasha needs for the food pantries.
Yeah, there's a lot of balance. There's a lot of engineering in many different kind of ways. The team spent a lot of time at Price Chopper just walking the aisles and figuring out not only what the food pantries need, the color of the labels, and then the heights of the cans.
I'm sorry. But when you say they're at Price Chopper, so they're not like walking down with like 40,000 cans on their carts, right? It's ordered.
We've seen some teams building little mock things in the aisles, which is pretty humorous. But no, Price Chopper is an amazing supporter. Not only do they give some recommendations because they're very familiar with the label and graphics, but each team is assigned a store manager who helps them with their official shop day. It's then all ordered through the Price Chopper warehouse, palletized, shipped to the museum, and then Price Chopper and the museum form an amazing logistics team, deliver it to the fourth floor, and have it sitting there ready and waiting for these teams to build with when they show up.
In the matter of full disclosure, I should mention that my wife Kelly is one of the organizers of this along with you. And I don't know. Does she have a title?
Kelly's for EYP or for our board?
Is she on the board?
Yes. Kelly is our Kelly's our director of communications.
Okay, there you go. So I knew she was involved some way. My point being that I've been to these events since the very, very beginning. And what's cool is, my goodness, the museum is such a great place to hold it. You're on the third floor.
Fourth floor.
Right.
The fourth floor
with the carousel.
That's right. Yeah. I know. I get to ride the carousel tonight. I'm so excited. Anyway, so that is it's such a great place because you have more structures than you've ever had. Is that true this year?
Yes, we typically have between 9 and 12 teams, and this year we have 15.
And that was just because everybody said yes, or were people like knocking on the door to get in?
It's a little bit of both. We're really excited that we have some teams. It's not always the same teams every year. We have some core teams that have been here for all 6 years, and then we have some that rotate. They're on a year and off a year. And so we actually have many more than 15 companies who have participated throughout the life of Capital Region Construction. But this year, teams just kept saying, are you filled or can you take us? And, our board just couldn't turn down the food. So we have a packed fourth floor.
Yeah.
Who sets the goals as far as do you no, so Natasha like
nervous
you just say
laugh.
This is what this is what we need or does Sarah just say okay we had this last year we want to
I think
go up this percentage this year.
I mean, I think every year we talk to the construction and the teams and let them know what the need is in the community. I mean, when you look around, there's more than 1 in 10 people in our area who are struggling with food insecurity, which means they don't always have the food that they need for an active and healthy life. Our Food Pantry Coalition, people visit more than 226,000 times every year. So the need is great, and I think it's that need that really inspires the team building and the teamwork for construction. And I have to say, our mission is working together to feed the hungry. And this event exemplifies our mission of working together because not only do you have the team and the morale of the individual teams like EYP, But you're bringing together architects, designers, engineers, builders, students in an activity where normally they're competing against each other. And they are competing. I mean, there are awards for different categories, but they're doing this together on behalf of the people in this community in need. And that's really inspiring. And I think that's where the goals get set, because each year they've been able to do more and more. And it's like, how far can we go?
So this year, Jill Shorter, who is our vice president for teaming, she works at Ryan Biggs Clark Davis. We were in the kickoff meeting with the teams, and when we looked at that we were seventh place, we noticed we were behind cities like Boston and Toronto and Houston, but we were ahead of cities like LA and Atlanta and Philadelphia. And there was a collective moment that if we were seventh last year, and you know, we really feel that we have the best and the brightest in the industry working on this project. And as Natasha said, the need just keeps going up. Well, I don't know, fifth in the world sounds kind of nice. And, you know, we all nervous laughed, and then we got to work, and we're well on our way.
So what we've been talking about this morning is the known, what we know right now of how many cans have been used in the structures that were completed last night. The exhibits are now open. The constructions can be seen and viewed by the public. So the great unknown is, and this is where the people come in, and this is why we are talking on the radio this morning, so we can get people there, because the people's choice of people bringing in cans to vote for their favorite structure, and that brings in a lot of food, too.
It really does. So our goal this year is to collect another 10,000 cans at the museum, and so we're asking everybody who goes to the museum to bring 10 cans. If everybody brings just 10 cans, then we're well on our way to that goal.
And have you made the goal every year, or pretty close?
We've surpassed our goal every year.
All right. Yeah, you're bragging.
Notice I lowered my voice.
Yeah. But we've surpassed our goal. So you didn't raise the goal, or you did raise the goal?
Oh, we did. So last year we collected 67,000 cans.
Man.
And I can tell you right now, to date, we have collected 85,000 cans this year. And that just makes us giddy with excitement.
That's
so
great.
If we collect another 10,000 cans, you know, just I was sharing with Natasha before we came in here, New York City just finished their construction recently. That's a city of 8.5 million people. And their construction donated 124,000 cans.
Mm.
Here we are in Albany, a population of 98,000 people, and we're already at 85,000 cans. So if we can really rally the community, everybody who comes to the museum will bring 10 cans, you know, we're knocking pretty close to New York's door.
That's great.
And I think it's fair to say that you don't have to limit it to 10 cans.
Absolutely.
Because the Community Choice Award is going to go to the team that has the most votes, and one vote is one can. So
and this is a very Chicago-style election. You can buy as many as you want get that structure you
the
want to win.
The teams can even contribute towards their own bin if they want.
That's great.
Yeah. So you could, you know, fill that tote bag with as many cans of peanut butter and actually tuna. You know, you could carry a lot of cans in a bag because they're smaller cans, right?
Yes, I know.
I'm just saying that.
I know. Our kitchen had like 50 cans of tuna in it this weekend as a result of this. It was very fun. So the structures are up. They'll be up through the 30th of March. So it's a rather short window, but it's what it's always been, what, 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
You're up for 2 weeks, and people get to see it. And, man, a great family event. It's so much fun to watch the kids there and see these things.
And there's a lot of events happening at the museum this weekend. There's a family fun day. There's a Saratoga Opera. There's just a lot of programmed events all weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the museum. So you'll really get your bang for your buck if you bring some cans to the museum.
Well, you two should be very proud of yourself and all of the teams that have taken part in this. It's the 6th annual Capital Region Canstruction, and it's open to the public today through Wednesday, March 30th, 2016, at the New York State Museum, which is in downtown Albany in the State Complex. Look for the egg, and it's right there. CapitalRegionConstruction.com for more information, and you can give me your if they want to find out more about the food pantries.
They would go to thefoodpantries.org.
Thefoodpantries.org. Thefoodpantries.org. CapitalRegionConstruction.com for more information. Thank you so much, Natasha Pernicka, as Executive Director of the Food Pantries for the Capital District. Sarah Stein is the President of Construction. Thank you so much for being here. It's a delight, as always, and have a great year. And I know you'll break all the records.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thank you.
Construction.com for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.